Bit thirsty, so I went over the pump.
Took a drink.
What did you take it in? What did you take something from the cupboard there and put it in?
Took it in a dipper.
On the table, what would you drink out of?
Cup.
Do you ever use anything kind of tall without a handle?
Lettuce. Cup.
Call that anything else? What would you generally have to drink at the table?
Milk.
Anything else?
Water. Coffee.
Now, suppose you're wanting your dessert here, and your parents want you to drink all your milk before you get your dessert. So you say, Mother, I want my dessert now. Mother say, well, what about your milk? Have you?
Okay. If I didn't want it, I'd say, let's leave that off.
Well, what would she speak saying? Have you?
Took your vitamins, but.
Well, how about your milk? Have you?
I drank my milk.
And, Mother made some cider here. You drink it one day, the next day, she says, what happened to that cider? You say, well, we came home yesterday, we were pretty thirsty, so we just sat down and
drank that cider.
As people come in, to eat with you, your friends, relatives, how do you invite them to come to the table?
Get everything ready. I'd say, come out to a meal, wasn't it? Or to eat.
Now, suppose they've come for the meal and they're sitting here on this swing here. You say, well, it's time, it's ready now. You say, how do you get them to come and take their place?
I'd say, now dinner or meal, but right this way.
Then they're sitting down there, and you take the food, or give them the food, and what do you say to them?
Would you have eggs, or whatever might have in hand? Bread?
And if there's one of the things on the table that one person doesn't want to take, you might say, well, thank you, I like these potatoes, but as for this peas here,
I don't care for, I don't use.
Like. And if a man comes in here pretty tired, you might come over here and sit down. You're telling somebody about it, you say, he came in here pretty tired. And they say, well,